Die Homie darf Kopf im Ralle für. Ja, so ist los, komm, ich hätte was die MCF, die Hokamad le Malen le Shono, le Megor le. So, if the year doesn't fill off, you don't take off for that year. So, my Kamashma was the Kiddush then, die Ehe Mechash vin Chadoshim im Hegdish. That means we don't count the month. And that would say if a full year goes by, so now if you want to redeem it, you pay a shekel less. That's only if a full year goes by, but just if half a year goes by, you don't deduct. Samara says, we learned that clearly in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ein mechash ben chadosh mem hegdish. We don't count months for hegdish. It's only if a full year goes by. That you redeem it back a year later, you pay a shekel less. But not just time here for year months. Samara says, true. My time comes, the Mishnah is spending itself. What's the reason? My time, what's the reason? How come we can't redeem it after Yovel less than a year? Mishum, the reason is because it was less than a year, there's no reduction. Mishum, the ain't nechash from chadoshim mehegdish. But hegdish, we don't look at a month. It's only if a full year goes by, then you have a right to deduct the shekel, the geroyin. But if a full year didn't go by yet, there's nothing to deduct. Then it says the Mishnah, ain't nechash from chadoshim. So tell about it. One like this, the Bracha says, Minayin, how do we know to say this klal, shein mechash ben chadoshim mehegdish? That if a half a year goes by, it doesn't mean anything to take off money because of that. Tamalem, the prophet says, v'chishav loy ha-kayin, es ha-kesef, when you want to redeem the field, the kayin has to see how much money you have to pay. It says, api ha-shonim ha-nosaurus, according to how many years are left over until Yevil. So v'dashin shonim ato mechashiv, it's only how many years pass by, how many years are left to Yevil, that's how you take a deduction. That's how we make the geroyin kesef. But via to mechashiv chadoshim. But just if a month passed by, half a year passed by, as long as it's not a complete year, we do not take off because of the months. But via to mechashiv chadoshim. Now, minayin, how do we know to say shema to roitza lasas chadoshim l'shon oisa? How do we know if Bezdin wants to do it for their own sake, for what they should gain on the deal, they could do it? And that's the end of the Mishnah. And Echidam, what's the case talking about? For going the artishay bepalgo. As if somebody was marked his field at the end of 48 and a half years, meaning to say there's less than 2 years to go to Yovel. So Bezdin has the right to say, we don't say since it's only half a year in that year, it's considered like there's still two complete years to go to Yovel. And then if you marked your fields 2 years before Yovel, you have the right to redeem it on the cheaper price, the Chamishim Kosef. So here, you're being makdishit now, really, a year and a half before Yovel. So everybody should say, since it's only a half of that year that passed by, it's not called that year passed by. And we should say it's like 2 years before. How do we know? No, we do not say this. But rather we say, since a half a year went by already, you do not have two more years to go to Yovel. And therefore, if you makdishit now, when you go to redeem it, you don't have the kula of Geroin, you can't deduct anything. We'll have to play the complete 50 shkolim. So you go to Churma to give the money to Hegdish. I don't know what to say this. Talmudim, the Pasuk says, V'chishav lei ha-koyim mikol mokam. Masham mikol mokam, that sometimes we'll have to pay the complete 50 shkolim. Rashi says, the chashvas l'chadoshim sh'yotso b'yitzi, gemura hevli pachim s'teshonim, v'en negelis b'gerua. Like if we would say, if you don't count the months, there's like 2 years to go, so you would redeem it, but only 2 shkolim. But now that we say no, we count those half a year that passed by, so you only have Lamaisa 1 year and a half to go, that's less than 2 years, therefore if you makdish it then, and you go to redeem it, you can't have any deductions. You'll have to pay the 50 shkolim. That's the pasuk, l'chum ref hegdish we go, l'chisha le'a kayin mikol makam. But the kayin hegdish always gains. Now the Mishnah says, ha-makdish sodei yubishas ha-yoivol. If somebody is makdish his field when the time when Yovel is noyig, and his man had a Beis Hamikdash, they had the union of Yovel then. So lechur is noisein bezera choy mesarim chamishim shekel kosev. That's the special chiddush that if you makdish his steyachuza, even though it's worth $1,000, when you want to redeem it, all you have to pay is just 50 shkolim for a size of a land that you could plant there a choymer of barley seeds. A choymer is a whole kur full of barley seeds. So if that's how big the field is, you only have to pay 50 shkolim to redeem it. What's going to be hoyushom nikoyim amukim asara? they were like ditches in the middle of the field, big holes that were deep, 10 tefachim, or isloim, or else there were big stones sticking up. Gevayim asar tefachim, the stones were high, 10 tefachim. Einam nimdadan ima, they're not called part of the field, and then you'll have to redeem according to how much they're worth. This kula that you have to pay 50 shkolim for this big land, that's only on land, we'll see in the Gemara, that's fit to plant on. But here, this ditches, or the stones you can't plant on, so it has its own chshivas, you have to redeem it according to how much it's worth. What's going to be pachas? I'm going to say the hole or the stock stone is less than 10 tefachim, then it's like bottle to the karka, then nibdotet in ima. It's all called part of the land, that within this land of chayim esarim, you could redeem it for 50 shkolim. What's going to be hekdisha shtayim v'sholosh shanim lefnei yovel? Let's say you're makdish your field 2 or 3 years before yovel, and now you want to redeem it. So lacha is noisein sela upundyin l'shana. For every year to go, you have to pay to redeem it for a sela and a pundyin. Like there are 2 more years to go. So if you want to redeem it now, you'll have to redeem it with 2 slayim. And the extra punyan, like we said before, like really the 50 shkolim is spread out in 49 years. So it's like a shekel for each year and an extra punyan for each year. What's going to be v'yimomar hareini? V'yimomar hareini noisein dovar shana b'shana. So the guy says, when I redeem it now, I'll pay each year in payments. I'll pay a shekel each year. Nothing doing. Ain't shemile. We don't listen to him. There's no payments for Hegdish. You have to put all the money now when you want to redeem it. You have to put down your 2 shkolim and 2 punyans down right now. Now, whether it's the original person that was makdish the field, when he comes to redeem it, he has this kula to pay 50 shkolim for this big land. Even if somebody else comes and buys the field of Hegdish, also they have this kula that could be paid with it with 50 shkolim for the chayim esarim. If so, ma ben banal mecholodim, what's the difference between the original owner and somebody else? Ella, the only difference is shebailim leislin chaimish. When the bailim redeems it, he'll have to pay an extra fifth. When the bailim is paid the hegdish, you always have to get an extra fifth. But mecholodim leislin chaimish, a different person, if not the original owner, when he comes to buy it off hegdish, he would not have to be meisav chaimish. It's enough just to pay according to the cheshbon of chaimishim shkolim for the zera sar. Now the Gemara goes to explain. Tony, we learned kur zera, that a chaimish sarim is a kur, the worth of seeds. Now v'lo kur tfua doesn't mean the ground that could produce a kur's worth of tfua, but it means a land that you have to, when you want to seed that land, you'll have to use the whole kur's worth of seeds to plant it. Now when you go to plant it also, it's mapel siyad, how you throw it down in the field with your hands. That way you can spread it out better, it's a bigger land. For lay mapelish shvarim, not that I'm putting sacks of seeds on top of the axes, it makes hole in the bags, and when the axes go through the field, the seeds fall out. But that way you don't spread it out well, and you don't have that much land. So therefore it's a cooler like for the person that is a bigger spread out of land if you seed it with your hands. Tana Levi, label it like this. Leimava, you don't have to have a thick layer of seeds, it also won't give so much land. For Leimedek, not a very, very thin layer. Elabenini, a normal size, think much as Tupshatim, either means the seed itself should be a middle sized seed, or else how much of a layer of the ground, like how thick of seeds you put down, a medium size. Not too thick and not too thin. Now, Hoyusham Nikoim Amukim, let's say there were ditches there, so it's 10 tefachim deep, and then you can't be poiderit with part of the field for the chamishim kasa, that's by itself how much it's worth. So that's the question, why? For the kacha b'yapan afshar, let it have its own kedusha. And if it's kaddish by itself also, you should have the kula to be poiderit with its cheshbon of 50 shkolim. The chitem, maybe you'll tell me no, kivad lehevi base kura, since these ditches or these hills were not the width of a base kur, so maybe they have a kachi, maybe they don't have this kedusha to have a redemption with this special price of chamishim kosef. So Mor says, no, we learn not like that. V'atani, we learned soda, the pasuk says soda, a field. Matam lem, what does it have to say the word soda for? Lefi, because shenema, it says already zerach le'misarim b'chamishim shokal, that you have this land that it takes to plant 50 a chaymer a kur of seeds. He has to redeem with 50 shkolim. Maybe only if you mark this just a big field that it needs 50, it needs this kur of serum to plant on it. But minayin, how do I know to say the rabbis include lesach? A lesach is even half of a kur. Or else vechati lesach, even a quarter of a kur. Or else saw, just one saw. Vetark of half of a sur. Vechati tark of half of that, a quarter of a saw. How do we know, no matter how small the field is, if you mark the shit, you have a right to redeem it back with this cheap price of chamishim shkolim according to the size of a kur? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, "Sodom mikom akam." No matter how small the field is, when you go to redeem it, you don't have to pay its real value. You have this reduction. So why does our Mishnah say that these ditches, you have to pay to them with its real value? Still, even though it's not kaddish, but the field is kaddish by itself, it should also have this kula of 50 shkolim. Where it says, "Amar mar ukva b'achoma, hoch over here." We're talking about these ditches were full of water, and therefore the land is ruined, and you can't plant on it. And that the Torah said, you have this deduction of 50 shkolim that's only with the sod you could plant on. But sometimes it's not a bazaria, that's no pshatia, that you could plant this core of seeds in the ground. But if it's ground that you can't plant in, you don't have this deduction of 50 shkolim. The verse says, they can bring it through force, and that's the pshat. The Mishnah says, "Dum yudisloim," just like stock, stones, rocks, and that you can't plant on. So Shema Mina, that these ditches also doesn't just mean a ditch in the ground, but it means it's full of water that you can't plant in it. So what's the question? If so, ihochi, so that's the pshat. So pochus mikanami, even if it's less than 10 tefachim deep or less than 10 tefachim high, also you can't plant on that ground if it's a stone or if it's some water. So even less also you should not be able to be pointed with chamishim shkolim, but rather its value. Smara says no. If it's less than 10 tefachim deep or tall, then it's like bottle to the karka. Smara says, "Hanu nigoni da arya mikri shidri di arya mikri." Like these little holes in the ground, it's called part of the ground. It's not called the thing by itself. That's the way grounds are. They have their own holes there. Therefore, it's bottled to the karka. The Rashi says, "Negoni means nekoyim chus miyud, negoni darya svolim shel karka shemayim eschasim shom." Little puddles of the ground. It's called bottled to the ground. The same thing, a little hill also. If it's less than 10 tefachim tall, it's called a bump in the ground, but it's not called a new thing by itself. So therefore, if it's less than 10 tefachim tall or deep, it's part of the ground. So since the icky ground here you could plant on, it's all called one big sod to be planted. But if it's 10 tefachim deep at all, that's called by itself. So by itself, since you can't plant on it, you could redeem it with its own value, not the special reduction of 50 shkolim. Then the Mishnah says, "Hegdisha shtayim v'sholoshonim." Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk says, "V'nigra mi'erkecho." We take off from the value. Af min hegdish. What does that mean to say? Shemoch lehegdish shonu ashtayim. If hegdish used already a year or two, inami loyoch. Hegdish did not use the field. El shehoy salafonov. It was behegdish, meaning you were makdish your field. Let's say 10 years before Yovel, and the next 5 years it just stays behegdish. Even if hegdish does not use the ground, it just stays there. But now when you go to be poydir, it's 5 years left. All you have to pay is just a 5 shkolim. Is nice and sell a punyan lishana. All you have to pay is just one shekel and a punyan for the amount of years that's left to go. That's whether the hegdish used it or not, so what? But the mice, you're being paid it now, only 2 more years left to go to hegdish, so you only have to pay the 2 shekels for each year. For your mama, let's say somebody says, "Hareni noisein, I want to pay in payments," that's no good. Tana Rabbanan. How do I know to say Shemomu Bailim Hareni Noistam Dovah Shana Mashan, I want to pay in payments every year, I'll pay you a little bit. Shane Chemlehim, we don't listen to him. How do we know this? Somewhere says Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, V'chishav lo ha'kain es ha'kesef, that the kain es me'chashav the money, mizad shihei kesef kula ki echad, that all the money has to be in at one shot. That's the way you could redeem it. Then the Mishnah says, Echad Bailim V'echad Kolodom. If so, whatever the owner himself redeemed it from Hegdish, or is paid the Maisa Shani, whatever it is, he always has to add an extra fifth. But if somebody else does it, then there's no fifth involved. Okay, now the Mishnah says, Hegdish, let's say you makdish your field, the gola, and then you redeem it back. So if the owner himself redeems it back, when it comes yoivul, doesn't go out of your hand, you have it back, you keep it. What's going to be gola benoi? Let's say the father was makdish his teyachuza, and then his son comes and redeems it back from hegdish. So yosel yoivul b'yoivul, when it comes yoivul, it goes back to his father. What's going to be gola achar? Let's say somebody else redeems it, not your son. It could even be your brother or your daughter, as long as not your son. Or else, so gola achar, if somebody else redeemed it. Or else, or yechol nekrovim, any other ones of the krovim, the gola miyodoi, yechol nekrovim, the gola miyodoi, so, and then echidish, and then the original owner came and bought it off that korov. Again, first Reuven was Makdish's field. Then his brother came and was praying with from Hegdish. And now even if Reuven goes and buys it back from his brother, still is Yotzel, when it becomes Yovel, the field goes back to the Kahanim, not to the original owner. In other words, when you're Makdish your field, only if the owner himself, or else if his son is Goalit, then he keeps it. But if somebody else redeems it, then the law is by Yovel, it goes back to the Kahanim. Here, once somebody else redeemed it, that's it. The original owner lost his chus, that even if he buys it off that person, still by Yovel, it goes to the Kahanim. What's going to be Golo Echon Min Kahanim? Let's say Reuven was Makdish's field, and one of the Kahanim came and redeemed it. Farehi Takas Yodin. Now when it comes Yovel, this coin still has it. So it's a Chiddush. Lo Yemri has no right to say. Anyway, what's the din of Yovel? When a person's Makdish's field, if nobody redeems it back, or even if somebody else redeems it back, it goes to the Kahanim by Yovel. If so, this Kohen should have a right to say, Farehi Takas Yodi, right now I have it, let me keep it. Harehi Shli, I want to keep it, hold on to it. So din is no. El Yotzim Takas Yodi, no, the din is we have to take it out of his hand, he has no right to keep it. All the brothers, all the Kahanim that are in that Mishmar, they all have an equal chelik in it. So we'll see in the Gemara how we know this. But the Kohen, even though he redeemed it already, so what? He has no right to hold on to it. That's a lacha. Then it comes Yovel, a field that was Hegdish, now goes to the Kahanim. Turn around, what about this? Pasuk says, Im lo yigoy lefasode, if you do not redeem it, that means Bailim. That means the owner, he has the right to redeem it. But if you don't redeem it, then it goes to the Kahanim. But if the owner redeems it, he keeps it. The Yemachar es Hasodeh means Gizbah. If the Gizbah sold it to somebody else, also then it goes back to the Kahanim on Yovel. L'yish Acher, only if the Gizbah sold it to somebody else does it go to the Kahanim. We dashin li'achav lo leben, only if the Gizbah, like Hegdi, sold it to somebody else redeemed it back. But if the son redeems it, then it's like the father. His son is always called an extension of the father, so Yovel goes back to the father. So you're telling me that li'achar, only if somebody else redeems it, then it goes to the Kahanim. But v'ler leben, not if the son redeemed it. If the son redeems it, then it goes back to the father, my Yovel. So the rest is maybe not like that. Maybe not that way, or the opposite way. El li'achar means v'ler li'ach. Maybe if a brother redeems it, then he has a right to keep it. But maybe if a son redeems it, it still goes back to the Kahanim. So the rest is no. Kishuim, when the pasuk says, ish, harayach amor, that even though Hegdish sold it to the brother, still he can't keep it by Yovel, it goes back to the Kahanim. So Morris says, Vamani Mekayim Acher. So what do I do with the plus of an Acher? Vler Leben? To say that a Ben is different. Only if the son buys it back, then do they keep it by Yovel, it goes back to the father. But if a brother buys it back, then nothing doing. He's like an Acher, then it goes back to the Kahanim by Yovel. So Morris, so my Rayas, I don't know what to say this, so my Rayas, the rabbi says a ben to include the son, that he's like the father. But if a brother buys it off Hegdish, that it still goes back to the Kahanim by Yovel. So the answer is Marban yes a ben. I'll say the ben is more closer to the father. She came kom tachtas oviv liyada. As locha by nom of Ria, for father buys nom of Ria, so the mitzvah's yid, he's supposed to marry her with the first money that he brought her. And if he doesn't want to marry, he has the right to give it over to his son. So his son has like luck like the father for the mitzvah's yid. If Reuven owns an Eved Ivri and then Reuven dies, so if he has a son that yashens him, the son yashens the Eved Ivri. But if it's not a son, let's say he has no sons, he only has a daughter or he only has a brother, they do not yashen the Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri then goes out free. So kiss you see, a son is more miyuchas to the father than a brother. So the other rabbi now bring your proof the other way around. Mar ben yisach, I say a brother is more closer to the father, she can come tachtav ochel yibum. That's the mitzvah yibum, that if a brother dies without children, there's the mitzvah for the next brother to marry his wife. So you see a brother has a bigger yichus to the father. So Mar says, no, klum yesh yibum, where is there a mitzvah yibum? El v'mokim shein ben, only if they have no children. But hoyesh ben, if the first brother that was married had a child, ein yibum, then there's no mitzvah yibum. Sadarab, we see a ben is more of a yichus than a brother. Lo din yibum only starts when there's no son. If there's a son, there's no mitzvah yibum. So Mari asks, what do you have to come up to this answer for? For typically, why don't you use the answer poshid? Dohocha tarti vocha choda. We have two reasons to say a son is stronger than a brother. We see by the mitzvah yiyud, for the Om of Riyah, the son can marry her. And also for Nevet Ivri, he yashtas the Nevet Ivri. So those are two ways that the son is stronger. And even if you want to say by yibum, a brother is stronger, that's only one way. So still you have two over one, two is better. So the more answer is simple, there's two against one. So more says, no, that wouldn't be a good answer. I'll tell you, Mishum, the Eved Ivri, my high pure chanami hu de nafgalei. Because there in the Gemara in Kedushin, we have a suffix. How do we know that halacha itself? That when the Reuven that owns an Eved Ivri dies, how do I know to say that if he has a son that yashens him, the son takes over? And if he only has a brother, the brother does not take over the Eved Ivri. How do I know that halacha over there? The Gemara wants to say maybe the opposite way. Maybe a brother is stronger than the son. And the Gemara says, and it wanted to bring a proof from Yibum. And the Gemara answered the same svara. No, the Gemara answers over there that klum yesh yibum el b'mokim shein ben. Like, where is the mitzvah yibum only where there's no son? But if there's a son, the son is stronger than a brother. So because of this svara itself, we come out in the Gemara in Kedushin. That's why we know when Reuven dies, if he has a son to yashin him, the son yashins the Eved Ivri. If there's no son, there's no din Yerushan on Eved Ivri. So this also we only know because of this svara. That's why it's good here, why the Gemara has to bring down that svara. The other Gemara says, Boyi Rava Baravua. He has a question like this. Bas, if there's a daughter to Yarshin, Ma'u Shetam Mitzodu Leviya. Let's say the father was Makdish's field, and now his daughter comes and buys the backs of Hegdish. What did does the daughter have? Kivud Linyin Yibum. Benu Bas Kiadodi Patri. Just like by Yibum. If the brother had either a son or a daughter, there's no mitzvah yibum. So maybe mukma, therefore a daughter is like a son, that if the daughter buys the field of Hegdish, also it stays by the father, by Yevla, goes back to the father, not to the Kahanim. Or Duma, maybe no. Kivud linyanachlo. Das v'mokam ben kiachadami. The father dies and leaves over a son and a girl, and a daughter. That it is the son yashes midirais, and the daughter does not get anything. She's like an achar. His son le mukmas here also. If the daughter comes and is poida, the father's field is called like somebody else. That bayevu maybe would go back to the kahanim. So Toshma coming here. The Tana the very Yishmael kol shu achar b'mokum ben. It says in Loshin anybody else is called an achar b'mokum is a son. If so, v'anami b'mokum ben. Kiachadami, a daughter also should be included in that. That a daughter also is called like somebody else. It's only the ben, the son, that has a special halacha. So it's called the ben, it's called Kari Devua. He's an extension of the father. So when he redeems it, it goes back to the father. But if the daughter, it's not as strong as the son, if a daughter redeems it, so by Yerv will go to the Kanim, not back to the father. Boy Yerv Zerv, Zerv has a shah like this. Boy Yerv Zerv. Isha. If an isha, let's say, has her own karka, and she's marked the shit. Rashi says, she gives sodom a look. She has a sodom she yashed from her father, and now she's marked the shit. So who is pointed with miyag hegdish that has a din will not go to the kahanim, but will stay by them? Who is like the Bible who could be pointed to this? That's a shayla. Isha, mimaymid lo sodom. Baal mukim lo, once for as a husband should. And if a husband is pointed to it, so it's like she was poydirit and it stays by her. Shekein Yorsha. because the halacha is if a wife dies, the husband yarshens her. So maybe the Baal is considered like the wife in this prat. But if the Baal buys an off hegdish, so by yevil he keeps it. By Dilma, maybe no. Ben Mukim lo. Maybe it's her son that has the right to redeem it, and he's called the Mukim, the mother. Shekeinoito beroikum amuchsit, because the son has a stronger halacha than the father. Now let's say the mother dies, and she doesn't have a husband. The husband died already. So now, when the mother dies, let's say after the mother dies, then her father dies. So halacha is her son, not only does the son yashin all her nechasim that she had already, but the son will also yashin the father's property. Because that's halacha, the yashin barok of a muchzik. Even property the mother did not get yet, but it's fitting to come to later, also the son's yashin. But shenken, the husband's not that way. When a wife dies, the husband only yashins the property she has right now. But if her father dies later, those property would not go to her husband. Those properties would go to her Yerusha, either her son or her brother, whatever it is, but not the husband. So there's a swara to say that a den is stronger than the father. So take it mobilized by a suffix. So Shiloh, if the father redeems it, the husband redeems it, does by Yaibul, does it go back to the Kanim as if to say, this son is the only one to do it, not the Baal? Or maybe the opposite way. Maybe it's the Baal and not the son. So it's a suffix. Which one here is like when the father, we said before, it's the den. Here by the mother, that's the Shiloh, who's the other one? Is the other one the son, or the other one the husband? Here's a taker. The other one says, Boy Mnei, another Shiloh. Boy Mnei, Romi Bachom and Rav Chizda. Hegdisha, Pachos Mishnei Shon Lefnei Yovel. Let's say somebody was Makdish his field only 1 year before Yovel. So, the locker is if you come to be paid, redeem it now, you have to pay 50 shkolim. You don't have the heter of the reduction. So, Maro Shotetsu Lekanim. What's going to be the locker if it goes to the Kohanim now? Let's say you're not paying it from Hegdish. What happens if by Yovel, does it go to the Kohanim or not? Amalek is sent back to my diet. What's your Shiloh? Because the Pasuk says, V'nikro miyarkucho, for all your hasad b'tseisa b'yovel. But the Pasuk says, like a field that has a deduction when you redeem it, that field by Yovel goes back to the Kohanim. So I would have thought to say, maybe, the Basti, right, if you makdish the field more than 2 years before Yovel, so if you'd redeem it, you have a reduction, then the locker is, if you don't redeem it back, so it goes to the Kohanim by Yovel. But maybe this field, the Lav Basti Royin, that you will makdish it only a year before Yovel, so it has no deduction when you want to redeem it. Loi, maybe there's no swear that by Yovel should go to the Kohanim, maybe it goes back to the owner. Was the other rabbi, no, the other way. Pasuk says, "Loi yigrel hasada, v'oy hasada v'seisa b'yovel, v'aynam mi'bas guli." The pasuk says, "If you do not redeem the field off hegdish, so b'yovel goes to the Kohanim." So it's totally any field that you could redeem. If you don't redeem it, it goes to the Kohanim. So this field also, it's only you don't have a deduction, but you could redeem it. If you pay 50 shkolim, you could redeem it. But since it has a redemption, it goes gula. Avad Allah would be, if nobody redeems it, it'll go back to the Kohanim by Yevil. Then it says, Gula Echem Mekanotim, one of the Kohanim buy it off Hegdish. So Tzadar Rabbanim, La Koyin Tiyachuzosai, that by Yevil it goes back this field to the Kohanim. Not tell the Rin the Pasuk for, it comes to teach us that Midayin, how do we know to say, Lissode Sheyoitz Lekanim Yevil, that a Sode that somebody was Makdashit, and nobody was paid for it, so by Yevil it goes to the Kohanim. So how do I know to say that let's say v'gualo echad min hakohanim, that before Yovel one of the Kohanim redeemed it back? So v'nayin, how do I know to say shlo yoyma, this Kohen has the right to say ho yovel yoyts l'kohanim, since anyway by Yovel it goes out to the Kohanim, haray takas yodi, right now I have it, v'teishli, it's a stay by me, and v'dinu, it's a swear like that. I get a field that I did not redeem it back for myself yet. Just by Yovel it comes to me, to the Kohen. Bishal Atzmi, when I redeemed it already and I own it, lekol shchein, isn't it for sure as far as you're able to keep it? On this time, we'll let me know. The pasuk says achuzosoi means achuzah shaloi. It has to be an achuzah that belongs to him. V'yein ze shaloi, this is not his. Rashi says tamloi malakren tiachuzosoi v'ikul medrusochi. Achuzosei shokayin means sheyorish miyoviv teishaloi. Only a field that he yashin from his father does he keep. But here a field that he redeemed off Hegdish, he does not keep it. That's the Shrusha. Only if a field that you yarshu for your father do you keep. But a field that you stam bought off Hegdish, you poyder it, now by Yovio do not keep it. If so, okay, so what do we do with it? It goes out from your hands on Yovel, and you have to divide it equally between all the Kanim and the Mishma. Now the Mishnah says, let's say it comes Yovel, and nobody redeems the field of Hegdish. That's the din we just learned before. The Kanim have rather come and take it. You, those of the Kanim, have to pay money for it. It's not just Tama Matana Bialma, they have to redeem it. They have to pay money for it. They have to pay the 50 shkolim to redeem it. Rabbi Shimon Imano, nichnostim leinoisim, they go in, it's a matana, and they don't have to redeem it with any, they don't have to pay money. Rabbi Lezer Weimer, lein nichnostim leinoisim, those don't know, a field of Be'yeva that wasn't redeemed yet, it does not go to the Kahanim. Ela rather, nikra sodiratushim, it's called like a leftover field. Ad ha'yev l'shein, until the next yevel. Meaning to say, we have to wait till the next yevel, maybe somebody will redeem it then. Hegiel Yevel Hasheni, come the second Yevel, Leniglu, nobody redeemed it. Again, Nikras Retusha Retushim, it's called a double leftover field. Adi Yevel Hashlishi Yevelam Tulteva. So according to him, in Ekanam Nechlas Matecha Yachig Lenu Achar, Ekanam never get it, but rather somebody has to redeem it. This is Rav Lezer Svara, that a field that you're Makdish never goes out free unless somebody redeems it. Versus my time with Rav Yehuda, go. Alright, turn over, continue one on the other side.